This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, Jay Wong, and I'm excited that you're here for another episode of The Inner Changemaker. Today, we're going to dive right in. Creativity in hard times. Creativity in hard times. Look, I know we are going through some insane circumstances. I don't know where you are listening to this, whether you are somewhere in the US or in Canada, North America, or maybe you are in South America and Australia and Asia. It feels like the world is burning. It feels like we are all in going through stages of overwhelm and anxiety. And it seemed like a few weeks ago and at the end of March, it was, you know, complete shock. And now I think people are getting used to the fact of this is going to be our new normal, right? It's a certain level of acceptance, you know, and I don't think acceptance means that we're, you know, giving up or you're admitting defeat. I don't see it like that. But I think acceptance is a necessary part of us being able to move forward, right? And as I sit here this morning, it's a very lovely Sunday morning, April 19th. And the reason I wanted to come on and share a little with you is because today is my 5th year anniversary with my girlfriend. So yay, 5 years. I don't know, we're going to find any like effects or anything, like put it in here. But, you know, 5 years with, you know, my existing partner and girlfriend. I mean, what a milestone. That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, the whole point of this episode is actually not to, you know, highlight all the, you know, cool and things that we've done in the last 5 years. But last night, I wanted to share this with you because I thought it was so cool. Last night, my girlfriend, long story short, surprised me with, you know, we can't go outside for dates, really, right? We can't go to any restaurants or anything like that. So, you know, that's kind of knocked off. And some of you might be, you know, going through something similar, you know. But, you know, long story short, we ended up cooking pizza. And by we, I mean, I was making Negronis in the kitchen and she was cooking pizza. Truth be told, that's just where it was. At some point, pizza was ready and I thought we were just going to eat in the dining room as per usual, right? But essentially, she blindfolded me, brought me outside. She had this, by our house, we have this backyard. And in this backyard, we have like the garage. But behind the garage is the previous homeowners, super handy individuals, built out this like little nook, right? And it has like this whole covering, and I'm probably not describing it properly, but it's not like it's if a sunroom was missing like a couple sides of like the room, right? So it's like a nice little covering, but there's no like doors or anything like that. But you know, my girlfriend Francesca, she was, you know, first of all, I mean, absolutely love her, super amazing. She, you know, was decorating with some lights over the top, had a photo of us, some balloons, right, candlelight, and it was just so cool. It's so surreal, and part of me was like, okay, I kind of feel bad, like I feel like, you know, I should have been, you know, I should have done something, right? You know, long story short, we ended up having dinner out there. You know, we're in Canada, so it's, you know, it was like snowing earlier that day, right? You know, we had a, you know, a couple glasses of wine and just kind of going over the last 5 years and celebrating some good memories. And it was amazing. But one of the things that we were talking about was, wow, what a cool and creative new idea. It's not something new. Right, people have they understand what a patio is. They understand what eating outside is. We understand what eating together is. Like none of the things, like we didn't invent anything new, right? It was just the fact that she put it together in that particular way that, you know, during these quarantine times for us to be able to celebrate our 5th year anniversary. And it makes me think of a few different things. It makes me think of a couple different quotes, which, you know, I think we've heard these different quotes in different settings, right? But it is, so let me read you the quote. So there's one quote, it says, "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, but the most adaptable." We've heard this, Charles Darwin 101, right? Come on, Jay, we've heard this, right? And we've also heard different people say it in different ways, right? Where success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm, right? Success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. So, you know, this episode is really meant for not just me to share with you how cool our 5-year anniversary was, and how, you know, we didn't do anything fancy, we didn't do anything crazy, but it was the act that mattered, right? So how are you in these times, whether you're a business owner, thought leader, established expert, how are you? And I'm going to give you some examples, by the way, because I don't want to leave you just like, okay, I'm going to think about this all day, right? But I've seen this so much in the last few weeks, which is asking the question of, how are we adapting to what's going on? What are we controlling, right? Am I can control my identity. I can control my habits, what I'm thinking, right? I can't control the virus. I can't control that, you know, there's all this media going on around, you know, the president of this country and so-and-so regulation over there. I can't control social distancing, right? But what are the things I can control? What are the things that I have a say in terms of how I want to operate as a human being, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, as a creator of my life? How am I showing up during these times, right? And over the last few weeks, I've gotten into so many conversations, probably more conversations, I feel like, in a condensed period than I have in a very, very long time. Some of them were clients, some of them were people that were scared, right? That we're thinking of launching a podcast now. They don't want to launch a podcast because it's an investment of time, money. Is it going to bring us, you know, dollars back, right? Whereas some of my clients are looking into the long term. They're saying, hey, look, I used to do these, you know, one of our clients, you know, we're actually launching his podcast this week or relaunching his show. But, you know, he gets paid a lot of money to speak, train. We're talking Fortune 1000 companies, Fortune 100 companies. Work with him, write him a very big check. He shows up, sells a few copies of book, but that's not the point, right? The point is he's there, he does the training, he gives them a little bit of their IP, they hire him again, you know, maybe bring him on, offsite retreat, that type of thing, right? And he's telling me, he goes, look, Jay, I'm looking out 18 months from now, and I'm gonna think to myself, what if this is the new normal, and I don't book another speaking or consulting or training gig for 18 months. 18 months. What's my revenue going to look like? Am I, right? How am I going to work with these companies? What's the new normal, right? So he's asking all these questions. I'm not saying he knows, right? But he's willing to ask the questions. He's willing to say, I'm willing to test out a new offer. I'm willing to engage with you on the podcast so that we could serve people on a greater level, so that I could test out more offers, right? Remember, success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. And we all know it's not the strongest of the species that survives, but the most adaptable, right? And so the challenge again is, how are you being able to deal with it, right? How are you adapting in these times, right? Are you succumbing to the fact of like, oh, wait, I can't go out. I can't do anything romantic. Therefore, you know, let's just like give up. Let's just watch Netflix, right? Is that your attitude? Or is your attitude of saying, hey, let me leverage the places in the property I haven't even gone to yet. Let me try to be creative and let me try to find a way to demonstrate love. Let me try to find a way to highlight how I internally feel. So whether you want to take this from a personal approach or whether, you know, and I'm fortunate because, you know, I feel immensely grateful because not only do I have a great partner that supports me in the romantic side of life and you know, life in general, but you know, my team around us, like we've had a lot of amazing conversations, a lot of things have broken down, like systems, processes, right? So that requires us, you know, that requires us to become better, right? My clients, you know, I'm honored to get to work, you know, pretty much everybody we work with, like I'm blown away by on some level, you know, meaning that I respect them deeply and I honor the path that they're on. And, you know, I don't just, you know, we do not just say, hey, let's produce our podcast, you know, high and by, right? Every brand, everything is a little different because the person's a bit different, right? Because their business is a bit different. And yeah, it might be like the same overarching idea, but it's the overall feel. There needs to be an X factor in everything that we do, right? And, you know, I feel honored because I'm surrounded by people that are willing to adapt. And they're not complaining. I mean, it's not to belittle what is going on, but they're not saying, hey, look, we can't do this, right? They're saying, how can we do this? Do you see what I'm saying? It's just a little bit of a distinction. It's like the same idea, but like it's just coming from a very different vantage point. It's like that golf analogy, right? Like playing golf, right? I'm not a good golf player by any means. In fact, I'm quite terrible. So please never invite me to play golf with you. You probably would end up losing respect for me in some ways. But it's like that analogy, right? Of hitting the ball, whether you're 5 degrees this way or 10 degrees this way, like, you know, it's not the 5 to 10 degrees, like it's a tiny number, right? But over 300 yards, that 5 degrees ends up going really, really left, right? Or that 10 degrees ends up going really, really right, as opposed to really straight, right? Or wherever you intend on going. So that's really what I wanted to leave you with to think about is, are you being adaptable? In these circumstances, are you saying, hey, look, I'm going to take advantage of this time. I'm going to come out of the quarantine stronger, better, faster, in better shape. You know, our relationship is going to be better. Our business is going to be better. Our systems are going to be better. Our cash flow is going to be better. Are you looking at it like that? Or are you saying, oh my God, I'm waiting for the next stimulus check. I'm waiting to see what happens next, right? Are you reacting to the game? You know, of life and business? Because look, we could sit here all day and say, hey, is this government good? Is this leadership good? Is this, you know, is this good or bad? Is this what, you know, is this this type of conspiracy? Is it the virus? Is it over there? Like, look, we could debate this until, you know, we're all, you know, happy and wanting to leave the conversation. But I'm telling you that you're never going to find what you're looking for by just reacting and looking at the marketplace. Right? You have to be willing to ask the tough questions. You have to be willing to say, hey, how can I forget everything that I know about this offer, this service, this thing, and be able to create something new? This is where innovation goes the long way, right? People that were doing live events, I mean, they just got decimated, right? Can you do virtual events? How can you leverage the current technology in 2020 to do, you know, live events, as close to live events? What's the benefit of all that, right? If you're an artist and you're doing concerts and all this stuff, like, could you do, you know what I mean? Like, how can you change that? How can you create something that's new? Because we are, ladies and gentlemen, experiencing a new normal. And it requires us to innovate. It requires us to be more creative. It requires us to say the way that we're currently, or we were doing things when times were good, that might not work right now. You know, it's easy to say, hey, let's just book a restaurant. Let's just go out, not think about it. You know, spend 2-3 hours out there, right? But it took my girlfriend all day. Took her like a whole, I mean, she only got the idea like, you know, 12 hours beforehand, right? So she's like, oh my God, like, you know, she's like, didn't even have time to really order things, you know, from Amazon, but she made it happen, right? And from one side, I love that she did that for us and just showing and at least taking that initiative, because, you know, I truthfully did not have anything planned. So, you know, -5 points for Jay, right? But on the other side, I said, man, this is amazing because it showcases creativity in hard times, and that is what it takes. That is what it will take for you to come out of this stronger, better, for you to innovate, for you to think about what are your core skills, core talents. How can I use this time to become a better person? How can I use this so that my voice can be heard? How can I use this to strengthen my business? How can my business be in a significantly better position in the marketplace when this is all done and said, and it is going to come to a close? And it might not be in the next few days. It might not be in the next few weeks. And it might take 18 months. Who knows, right? But I'm telling you, when 18 months goes by, there will not be a old normal or a new normal. It will just be, this is normal. Okay. This is current life. Right. And, you know, I'd love to be able to make another episode for you, because I've learned a couple things around normalizing big things, big goals. Right. And how, if you could do that, it could really help you make a difference. But look, that's not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is to remind you that creativity in hard times you got to be creative. You got to innovate, and it's going to be the most adaptable that ends up winning in this marketplace. So I really hope whatever you're doing in business and life, and your podcast and your content, that you are innovating the game, that you're forcing yourself to try to innovate and making sure that things fail. Look, I want our systems to fail. I'm voting for it to fail. When I put out content, and I'm putting out videos right now, by the way, on YouTube and things, I want it to fail. Like, I want it, like, I want people to be like, this sucks, okay? That's good. You know why that's good? Because I need more feedback, good and bad, right? In terms of everything. And the more attention we can grab right now, different topic for a different time, the better. So it's like, what are the things that we could fail at? What are the things that we could get better, right? Once we know we fail, okay, let's not do it this way. Let's do it this way, right? So it's about adapting and making sure that you are being as creative as possible. So hope you have an amazing weekend. Today's April 19th. Usually don't date these podcasts, but I really hope that this has been valuable for you, and that this reminds you that, look, the only way that you're going to get through this is by being as creative as possible, by innovating, by forcing yourself to become the best version of yourself. And obviously on this podcast, we have so many different episodes to do that. So hopefully this inspired you to think about your business and the way you're doing things in just a little bit of a different way. Don't worry about getting scrappy. You got to be able to dig deep a little bit and be able to make sure you get through this and become even stronger. So we will talk to you very soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.